Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Or if you are just joining us for hour two, welcome. It is episode number 174 of Canada's only live morning sports talk show, The Rod Peterson Show. It is hour two, as I mentioned. Just to recap hour one, a lot of CFL free agency talk. We're now officially 24 hours away from the start of CFL free agency. Joining us in hour one was Calgary Stampeders blogger Ryan Ballantyne. Here in hour two, BC Lions, Ottawa Renegades alum Corey Banks, Grey Cup champion, and Malik Boynton of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. As we sit here right now, we do not have an update on Willie Jefferson. He's 24 hours away from the opening of free agency, but he could make a decision where he's going before then. And that has brought up our poll question for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Where will Willie Jefferson sign? Hashtag Willie Watch. We've got a new leader, guys. We've got a new leader. They've woken up in Winnipeg, Abu, your former town. 41% are picking the Winnipeg Blue Bombers as Willie Jefferson's destination in 2020. 38% of you picking Toronto. 11% saying Hamilton. And 10% saying other.
I'm a Toronto. Sign me up.
Okay. Willie taking to Twitter this morning saying this decision's so hard, he may leave it up to his daughter, Kelly, who I think is 3 years old.
And when people say that, it's not, you're not letting your daughter decide where you live.
Why not?
Well, you are. Everything, every decision I've ever made since having kids is pretty much for my kids. And I think maybe that's what I mean. I don't think his daughter knows where Winnipeg is or where any other city is. But what happens when you're three, actually what happens when you're four is you go to school. So if he says he's letting his daughter decide, I very much am in this chair right now because my daughter, who was 6 months old at the or 4 months old at the time of making the decision, decided that we were going to move here instead of go back to
where. We can thank Maya.
She couldn't even talk. But I wanted to raise my kids here. I love Winnipeg, but wanted to raise the kids here.
But you made the decision. I think Willie's joking. And his daughter might not even be three. She might be two. She seems very advanced. If you go on Willie's wife's Twitter, Holly Jefferson, you'll see this whirlwind tour they've been on through Hamilton, where they got free Tim Hortons Timbits, or Toronto, where they went to a Raptors game and sat courtside. And who knows what Winnipeg's doing for them? Maybe it's free Slurpees. I'm not sure, but it looks like a hell of a lot of fun. And it all plays out 24 hours from now is when free agency.
And that's
opens.
Why I think Willie will move, because he went from Edmonton to Winnipeg or to Saskatchewan, then went from Saskatchewan to Winnipeg. And they won a championship. Check that off the box.
Let's see what's it.
And pinball. You've talked to pinball
many times. He can be very persuasive.
He can talk you into being Willie Jefferson. I'd be, oh yeah, okay, pinball. I'm Willie Jefferson.
We'd have you believing you are Willie Jefferson.
Yeah, he'll have. Pinball moved in high school at a camp while he was a player. He moved me from defensive line over to offensive line. So, I mean, I owe a lot to pinball. He talked me into playing offensive line.
Okay, but I thought that's why people signed in Saskatchewan, because they were offered free Dairy Queen for life, and because they were offered all these different things. This is happening now in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're getting tickets and Slurpees in Winnipeg.
It happens. Right? All right. You just only hear about it here.
And so we're
not the only ones, hey?
What do we got here? Dairy Queen? Slurpees?
Italian Star?
Oh, yeah.
Italian Star? The Raptors. Give me, come on.
It wouldn't be much of a sell for me, but
Dairy Queen, right? I know, me too. That's why I'm here.
Lifetime Pats tickets. I'd be happy. Rush tickets. Speaking of tickets, by the way, we have our online auction going on today throughout the program for the Saturday, April 18th, U of R Rams Alumni Legend Series induction of Bob Poley and Roger Aldag. We are taking bids on the Facebook wall or through the Prairie Mobile text line. Bid for your table. It's worth $250. Bid in for a table of 10 to join us that night, all of us, induct Roger Aldag and Bob Poley. Steve Mazurek is the celebrity inductor, and all funds going to the U of R Rams alumni, and they're flipping it back to Special Olympics Saskatchewan and the Law Enforcement Torch Run, the $2,000 that I'm trying to raise to jump into freezing cold waters next Monday, Saskatchewan Family Day, as part of the Polar Plunge. So send your bids in now. You can write in at 306-840-8777. That's 306-840-8777 or the Facebook wall. Let me know when Malik's ready, Clark. Sounds like we have a while before he is, but he's a young Winnipeg Blue Bombers rookie, I think, defensive back. But back to the free agency for a second, Abu. I feel bad with all the fans asking, where do you think Darrell Walker's going to sign? Where do you think Al-Mimian's going to sign? When we don't really know.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, formerly we used to be able to deduce by the holes in the different rosters, deduce the different, where it would be a good fit. Now, with those 1 year contracts, there's no commitment from the players. There's no commitment from the team. Any team, any contract can be cut at any time, and they can go in a different direction. So I mean, yeah, just because this one team has an opening for a receiver doesn't mean that they need to fill it. They might fill it a month after free agency, after Team X releases their top receiver because they signed a great free agent. I mean, the trickle-down effect is huge. And we talked about it last week, about guys getting cut the day before camp, 2 days before camp, because that's when rosters need to be finalized. Not in February. Now it's just collect as much assets as you can.
Regarding our eighth topic in our Elite Eight show topic about the Riders being in on James Franklin, according to 3downnation.com, whom I believe, if they're writing it, I believe it, Ken writes in from the 222 Prairie Mobile text line. He says, is Brian Bennett out as a Rider? The guy played special teams as well. The Riders have Isaac Harker, who showed he can play, and we have signed Hansen from Arkansas State. Franklin has to come very cheap to make it worthwhile. It's a good question. He's not the only one that's written in about Brian Bennett. People are saying, listen, if we have interest in James Franklin, where does he go? Because we have three quarterbacks. And it seems like three quarterbacks that really get along, that all have a role on this team.
Yeah, if Bennett was better than Harker, he would have been ahead of him. We're not looking for a third-string quarterback to be our backup quarterback. We want a backup quarterback to be a backup quarterback. And then the third-string quarterback is a guy that you develop into be a starter. Somewhere along the lines, folks started to believe that you develop a guy and then he becomes your backup. I don't think so. I think you have a very specific role, and that's backup quarterback. Someone that can come in and teach the young guys, like run a boring offense. Not a flashy guy, but a guy that's been around and understands the systems and understands players.
Couple more text messages here just ahead of Malik Boynton from Leonard regarding the other huge news this morning. Leonard says, the only reason I watch the Montreal Alouettes is because of their cheerleaders. LOL. Breaking news today, the Alouettes have announced they are reinstating their cheerleading team. That 4 days after announcing they're cutting their cheerleading team. They're bowing to public pressure. See, it can happen. Regarding week one in the XFL, Metal Shingle Guy writes in and he says, Nick James had a good push when he got in. Do you remember Nick James? He was a Rider for a minute. War number
James,
93.
Of course, who could forget Rick James?
June Jones ran his run and shoot offense. You know what that is, right? If the quarterback runs, they shoot him. And Metal Shingle Guy also says, Tressman's Vipers looked like Toronto. Depressed. They did. Mark looked like he wanted to be anywhere but there. What, Clark? Clark has just said, hang on for Malik. Something's happened. So thank you, Metal Shingle Guy, for those comments. And I do think Mark Trestman did look depressed. Because, hey, it's a 10-game season, 10-week season. You don't have a lot of time.
That was a hard game to watch.
It wasn't entertaining.
Yeah, I know.
So, folks, our next guest is Malik Boynton of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. He will be with us in moments. Clark put some show notes up here on Malik because he had offered to come on to the program, and I'm excited to have him on. He was a 4-year starter at Austin Peay University. That is the alma mater of Swerve, Kyran Moore. Went to camp with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Played with the Memphis Express of the Alliance of American Football. He signed with Winnipeg last year. Re-signed this offseason. His mother passed away when he was 14 years old. Survived homelessness and poverty to get to the National Football League and pro football. And suffered a freak injury in 2016 in college at Austin Peay. And here's a guy that doesn't quit. So Clark tells me that we had Malik and now we don't. What's the deal, Clark? Keep talking. He's Clark saying, keep talking for a minute. Okay.
I don't have anything for Boynton, but I got a great Corey Banks story, and I don't think he's going
to
remember.
Let her roll. I'd love to hear it.
I don't think he's going to remember me. I actually said that before I came up on the board. We were in Ottawa, 2005. I had just blown out my shoulder, so I was watching practice. Practice starts, and Bendrops, right. Coach Pow's the head coach. So I'm just watching practice because my shoulder is bum, and see this guy run out late. And let's just say he's got number 24 on. Sure. I don't know. But he's got gold teeth, and he just comes running out yelling at him. Nobody knows who this guy is. He just, F this, and F you, and that guy. And all of a sudden, they're in Skelly. He jumps right into Skelly, not knowing what he was doing. We had just signed this DB, and obviously the plane was late, and he was coming on to practice really late. He didn't have an idea, but he had a lot of passion and a lot of energy. Bendross comes over the middle. Boom, he knocks him out. We're not in pads. Palpo goes, hey, settle down. Next play, they run it again. Boom, he knocks him down again. Palpo comes running out. And then Corey Banks goes, and who the F are you? And Palpo goes, I'm the MFing head coach. Get your ass back inside. And kicked him off the field. And it was the most bizarre story I've ever seen between... I didn't even know who this guy was. I mean, he could have, like, just come off the street and, like, been wearing a costume. And he got into it with the head coach. He didn't know who Bendross was, didn't know who the head coach was, didn't know the plays, didn't know this, don't know that. But he had the best practice out of anyone out there. And ever since there, I've been a huge, huge, huge Corey Banks fan.
Well, he is.
There's not a lot of guys can do this and even back it up more than that.
He is coming up. On the program. By the way, Riders holding a news conference at this hour. General Manager Jeremy O'Day and Head Coach Craig Dickinson updating the team's free agency plans. I'm reading from Twitter. Jeremy O'Day confirms the Riders made no formal offers during the bidding season, just trusting their relationships with the agents and feeling out what their demands may be around. So that's from Jeremy O'Day. The team made no offers in the bidding season across the CFL. Free agency opens tomorrow. Well, one guy that doesn't have to worry about free agency is Malik Boynton of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. He joins us on video chat today. There he is. He's ready to roll, looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Good day, Malik. How are you?
Good day. I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Where are you joining us from today?
I'm in Eugene, Oregon right now.
Beautiful Eugene, Oregon. Been there. Lovely part of the world. Malik, with this free agency that's going on in the CFL, how happy are you that you got a contract for 2020 and just kind of put your feet up and watch it all unfold?
I mean, I'm extremely grateful to be in the position I'm in right now. But, you know, with the free agency going on, you know, I'm tapping in. I'm making sure Willie come back to Winnipeg. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that I feel like everybody in Winnipeg want, and that's something I would love to have. So I'm still tuned in to the free agency, but I'm definitely grateful and thankful.
Well, Willie is the number one guy that we're all watching and we're waiting. And you probably saw this morning that he says maybe he'll let his daughter decide for him because he's having such a tough time. Have you tried to influence him at all, Malik?
Not really, because at the end of the day, he is his own person. He is his own man, and whatever he feel like the best decision is for him and his family, like I'm a 100% supporter, because he while I was up there last year, he was a great teammate, great dude. So wherever he end up, I'm gonna be happy for him. But you know, I love to see him in that blue and gold again.
Malik, I'll come back around to the 2020 Bombers, but I want to talk about you. Saw that you played at Austin Peay. We've got a pretty good friend from there by the name of Kyran Swerve Moore. You
yes,
must be
sir.
About the same age. You guys play together down there at Austin Peay, and if so, tell us about it.
Yeah, me and Kyron came in the Austin P together. We was in the same recruiting class. So the first day we ever met, and I kid you not, the first day we ever met, we had camp starting the next day, and we went out on the field, me, him, and my roommate, and we worked out at like midnight that night. And then from that day forward, like all we talked about was going to the league together. And although it ain't the NFL, this a great opportunity for both of us. And I just been super proud just sitting back watching him seize his opportunity, man. It give me butterflies, man.
Well, you're not that far behind him, and you'll get your chance here in 2020. And I understand his nickname at Austin P is Tiny, not Swerved. Deron Carter gave him the nickname Swerve here. But tell us your story between Austin P and Winnipeg. What happened? Where'd you go?
So since Austin P, I had a tryout with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I was on the 52-man roster for the Memphis Express, and then I was up in Winnipeg last year for training camp, and I got released right after the second game.
How did it come to be that you got signed again by them? And you know, when did that happen?
So I reached back out to Winnipeg. I'd say closer to like November, maybe, and then I ended up going on the CFLPA agents list, and you know, I signed with my guy Fred, and Fred make things happen. I don't know if y'all know too much about him reporters and stuff, but I know the athletes got a lot of respect and admiration for Fred and what he does for him. So he made it happen. I couldn't be more grateful for him.
What's Fred's last name?
I don't know how to say it. See, that's why I ain't say it. It started with a W, though. It's like Wine. I don't know. I can spell it for you, though.
My producer Clark's telling me in my ear, Wine Rock. We'll look it up. I have no idea who he is, but apparently he's a magic man. So,
Magic
2020
man.
With the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Our analyst here, Mike Abu-Meshri, can put the camera on him for a sec, guys. He's Bomber alum. He's expecting a blow-up of the Bombers. You said that, right? That this 2020 Bomber team will look nothing like the team that won the Grey Cup in 2019.
That's what I've been calling it, but I also call them to win the Grey Cup and then blow it up after they won it. I've been calling that for a year, maybe 2 years.
So talk to us about the 2020 Blue Bombers, Malik, and what should we expect?
I mean, we got a lot of work to do. It's a target on everybody back. And first and foremost, I got to handle what I got to handle so I can be a part of it, you know? But 2020, just knowing the coaches at Winnipeg and how the organization is ran, like, they're going to always be contenders. We're going to always be contenders. We're going to work. And we're gonna be in the mix, and we're gonna pray that everything fall into place, and we back where we were last year.
You know, your story, just before we let you go, because this is the important part, it reminds me a little bit about, I was with the Riders kicker on the weekend, Brett Lowther, and he said he'd been through so much personally in his life that anything that happens in the football field now won't faze him, because he had a tough past, and people probably wouldn't know that if you didn't know Brett. But you've had a tough past too, Malik. Is that how you look at the game of pro football and life? Is that you've been through the worst or not? You talk about your story that way.
I feel like my story just made me understand like all pain is relative, you know, emotional, mental, physical, it's all relative. So me losing my mom at a young age may affect the next person the same way if they lost their dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't put a gauge on, like you step back and you're like, oh, he lost his mom, that's a big thing. But it's like, when they say the things you go through, you can grow through. I firmly believe that, because things can always be worse. Always. Like, I'm healthy. I still have family that I'm close to and I love with all my heart. So I like the things I've been through just taught me how to look at things in a brighter light and be appreciative and grateful for what I do have. And that's just really what it is. Like, just being out on the pro football field, I could care less if it, like, I'm gonna do my best to perform at a high level. of course, but when things get rocky, I'm going to still be the same person I am when things all good, you know?
Absolutely. I.e. survivor's mentality. You've been through the worst, and anything else is a bonus. So people are writing in like crazy, Malik. They love your attitude. Good on you, Malik. We never stop trying. That's from all our viewers on the program today. So I appreciate getting to know you.
I appreciate that.
And I look forward to seeing you on the CFL field in 2020.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, and tell all the fans tuning in to go cop some Perfect Timing merchandise. You got me?
Where can they find it?
I'll put the link in my Instagram bio, and I tweet it out tonight. But you should be able to find it if you type in Perfect Timing Clothing on Google.
I love it. We're all over it. Thank you, Malik.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate you.
Malik Boynton from Eugene, Oregon, joining us today. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Our new inventory has just arrived, and we already want it gone. Costco special member pricing is back. That means massive discounts for Costco members. Plus, members get a $500 Costco cash card with purchase of select new vehicles. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of a sports update, Randy Nickel writes us. He's watching from Mazatlan, Mexico. He's obviously got his smartphones and devices on two different things. Randy says, I'm watching the Ryder press conference. No major announcements, just an overall update. And Jerry Hales writes in, I believe she's in the Maritimes. She says, she quotes Jeremy O'Day as saying, we renegotiated with Charleston Hughes just recently in January, so he's under contract for 2020. We're happy to have him back, unquote. And Jerry says, this ought to lay the Chuck controversy to rest. Until he starts another one. So no major updates from the Rough Riders having their news conference this morning. Sports update, the Vancouver Canucks won't have forward Brock Besser in the lineup for tonight's home game against Nashville. He suffered an upper body injury on Saturday. Calgary visits San Jose in one of five other games on tonight's NHL slate. Montreal will entertain Arizona. The Raptors go for their 15th consecutive win tonight. They're home to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Toronto a game and a half up on Boston in the Atlantic Division standings. The Celtics, winners of seven in a row, have the night off. The trade that sent Mookie Betts from Boston to LA is back on after running aground last week. It originally involved Minnesota as well, but now the swap has been divided into two deals. Betts and David Price will end up with the Dodgers. The Red Sox get Alex Verdugo and two prospects, while Kenta Maeda goes to the Twins. The Canadian Curling Hall of Fame set to welcome two new members. Julie Skinner and Wayne Madaw will be inducted this season. Skinner won two Scotties. Middaugh won 11 Grand Slam events and reached the Tim Hortons Briar podium on 7 occasions. And the wild card game is set for the upcoming Tim Hortons Briar. Mike McEwen will face Glenn Howard in the play-in game on February 28th in Kingston, Ontario. The winner gets the final berth in the 16-team main draw. McEwen lost the Manitoba final yesterday, while Howard lost the Ontario final last weekend. This sports update for Seat Giant. Get U.S. concerts and events in Canadian dollars. Enter the promo code RPSHOW at seatgiant.ca. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild on Circle Drive in Saskatoon. See you at Wendell's. I'm not sure what's the feature there today, but what I do know is they're having a watch party tomorrow to watch our interview with Wendell Clark here in the bunker. Abu, see his head just snap. What?
When is he coming?
Wendell's coming on tomorrow at 11:20 a.m. Central Tuesday. There's a watch party at Wendell Clark's.
It's going to be busy. It's going to be packed. And I must say, you asked about the special and the food, because it's getting to be almost lunchtime. Putting chili on the nachos.
My idea.
It was your idea. Genius. So good.
Sorry, I'm getting sick for tomorrow. I might not be at work.
You'll be at Wendell's having chili on your nachos and watching the interview.
By the way, where's Paul? Paul's on a tarmac in New York at LaGuardia right now, I think. The box that airs the Rod Peterson Show 24/7 on a loop at the Wendell Clark's is broken. Okay, well, I gotta just put that out there.
Whoa.
So Doyle, the manager, was just mildly panicking that they got to get that thing fixed by tomorrow for the watch party for the Wendell Clark interview. So I'm not expecting you to do anything. I'm just putting it out there.
Good.
Okay. One more thing. Don't forget, we're taking bids for, where did the tickets go? The U of R Rams Alumni Legend Series induction ceremony, Saturday, April 18th. We're inducting Bob Polding and Roger Aldag into the Rams Hall of Fame. Steve Mazurek is the celebrity guest inductor. We're taking bids on the program today through the Facebook wall and the Prairie Mobile text line. Right now, Mike Abu Meshrick leading at $167. It's a $250 value. We'll see you there. I'm emceeing it. Again, Polling and Aldag going into the Rams Hall of Fame. It'll be a hot stove. I'll be hosting it Saturday, April the 18th. Put your bids in on the Facebook wall between now and noon.
That'll be the easiest money you ever made. Those two guys don't need a...
It'll be very easy.
Those guys have stories for days and days and days and weeks and months, and you might not
just
even
crack
get to
the
use
mic
your microphone.
And go.
Yeah.
I want to mention something. Alan Lee writes in with what was my point seven of the Elite Eight show topics today. He says the Raptors will repeat and the Greek Freak will be a Raptor in 2021. My question here, this in point seven, was should the Raptors have a Western Canadian presence? Abu, you wouldn't know this because you were growing up in Toronto in the 80s and 90s. But for us, the Blue Jays came out here in a caravan and still did up until a couple of years ago. Raptors, we haven't seen hide nor hair of them ever, unless I've missed it. They don't have a Western Canadian presence as far as I'm concerned.
No, I don't think that.
You don't think they need one?
Well, Pascal Siakam got the number two votes, and I mean, he has a whole country voting for him. It's not just It's not just Toronto. So, I mean, that's fairly evident on... it's like when they do a poll, a Rider player versus anybody. The Riders will always win because those are the people that are voting. And so I think the NBA votes just goes to show you who's watching Pascal Siakam. Because, I mean, he I don't know if he's the second best player in the league, but that's how he's seen by the world.
I guess the point is all of Canada knows who the Raptors are.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that all of Canada loves the Raptors like we all have a love for the Blue Jays, like their runs in 2015 and 2016. That's just me.
I think the you know, asking pro athletes to do more in the offseason is maybe a thing of the 80s and 90s. I don't think it's you know, they have contracts, and as soon as their commitment's over, they go back home. I don't think there's many. They're not obligated to hang out in the offseason and do all those personal
events. They're not obligated, but it would be nice if they would. No, and by the way, Randy writes in from Mexico and says the Raptors play exhibition games in Vancouver.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but if I may, Vancouver doesn't even qualify as Western Canada. They're their own thing out there.
For you, you're right.
No, as Ed Willis or the can you stop, please? Ed Willis of the Vancouver Province has said the Rocky Mountains are a vortex. We are on our own out here. So I guess I should say the prairies when I talk about Western Canada. That's all.
Clearly, that's what you mean about Canada in general. We joke about it. You say, good morning, Canada, from Alberta to Manitoba,
well,
from coast to coast.
Are.
Absolutely.
I'm just being nice.
So I'll agree with you. Yes, you're right. It is. They don't come out to Western Canada between, but I'm not sure they don't go to Calgary or something like that. But no, they don't do Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Absolutely, they don't do Western Canada. You're right.
I but can see the freak. Sarcasm in you.
Yes.
But the Greek freak,
okay, well,
that was a big deal.
Blue Jays do come through here. The Raptors don't.
When?
Pay attention, man. Get Blue with Jays? It, brother. Baseball caravan.
In 1983.
The camps.
Yeah, they come to the Red Sox.
No.
They're
just
at the
just
Red
a couple
Sox dinners, and they're at the different events.
Chris like Colabello.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about alumni. I mean, Robbie Alomar was through here, too. But current Blue Jays have come through with baseball clinics in Regina and Saskatoon. And I just don't see the Raptors doing it. Why are you getting offended?
I'm not offended. I'm trying to think of whether you're talking about like a couple years ago in the 90s or a couple years ago, 2 years ago. Because I can't, I'm not a big in the baseball world, but I don't remember Willie Upshaw or Jesse Barfield coming out. No, those were the guys that were
They did
out.
Come in the early
I can't,
90s.
I absolutely did.
Right, Devon White.
Yep.
Robbie Alomar.
Yep.
George Bell.
That was 25 years ago, 30
but then,
years
but then
ago.
When the, but then when the Jays were doing well, we started seeing guys like Colabello and the Sportsnet guys, Jamie Campbell and Greg Zahn would come up. They did the Kinsman dinner a couple of times.
You're paying these guys to come, though,
they
right?
Are,
they're not
they
showing
are.
Up just because they like...
Who cares if they're getting paid?
But they're
I don't
putting
care.
Themselves...
No,
well.
Can I stop for a second? Mick Panko says they were at Albert School a couple years ago. Who is they, Mick? The Blue Jays? The Raptors? Who? Dallas from Phoenix Group writes in. He says, I love this little lover's quarrel. Thank you, Dallas. I'm not loving it as much as you are. Back to you. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah,
I just want to inject the viewer's comment.
To the vortex of the Rocky Mountains and Western Canada and Vancouver being on their own little island. Well, Gord Randall, actually, from TSN's Crown Gridiron Nation, he was on the program when you were away on Friday. And we talked about that because throughout Vancouver and the mainland there, like, they play four-down football. They don't even play three-down football in high school. And he tied it into their association with the state of Washington, how it was closer for them to go and compete when they were looking for teams to compete with back in the day. It was easier and more convenient for them to play there than to come all the way across the mountains and try and find somebody to play into Alberta. So that became kind of their association. So they are a little bit different in that sense. You know, kind of out on the island, on the water. They're closer tied to, you know, Washington and Seattle and that kind of area than they are
Pacific
to,
Northwest. And Toronto's to its own thing.
Oh, Canada's way too big to be one country.
Toronto's more tied to the eastern
Hang
United
on
States.
I know, but it's funny because I'm going to Nevada on Thursday. Haven't spent as much time in the United States as I would have liked. But I was in Texas for, close to 3 weeks just before Christmas.
Yeah.
Now going to Vegas here. And in America, you don't get this. We're not part of America. Blah, blah. It's not. They're all one. Stars and stripes. What?
It's United States. Every state
right.
is different.
Whereas,
every province is still part of one state of Canada.
No.
Every state is 50
so,
states.
Toronto is its own country, period. If they'd separate yesterday, I'd be happy. You got the Maritimes out here. You got Vancouver. Everybody's fighting. Welcome to Canada. Am I right? That's what it is. So I'm just saying, hey, Raptors, wiki wiki.
What?
Can you come out here sometime?
Oh, I thought you were saying Raptors, stay in your own country. And Vancouver
no,
Canucks,
that's the,
stay in your own country.
I don't
We
like
got
it.
Our own country. And we got the Flames, and we got the Jets, and we got the Oilers, and the Riders.
Flag.
And that's the only teams that we have in our Canada.
They are...
Oh, Canada.
No, the Raptors are feeding in to the separatism that is this country.
You are creating the separatism that doesn't exist. These guys have jobs, and they're in... Well, how come the Riders don't go all over Canada? Man, if I moved back, my kids are in Calgary and they're Rider fans. How come the Riders don't go and have lunches in Calgary? Because they're busy here. They got stuff to do.
It's
they have
a national team. The Raptors.
Toronto Raptors are a national team, Rod? The Toronto Raptors.
They are.
They're a Toronto
They're supposed
team.
To be.
No, they're a Toronto team.
No,
it's
they
the
brag about how they have a market of 36 million people. We have the biggest market in the NBA because we're a whole country. And here's one. From Dale Wagner, he says, the Jays were at the Pats game a few years ago. The Pats even wore Blue Jays uniforms. See, the Jays get it. The Raptors don't. from Mike Ramage, who watches the show every day, right? From Baseball Saskatchewan, Darren.
Yep.
He writes, then he says, at Baseball Saskatchewan a couple years ago, we brought in for the Blue Jays winter tour, Aaron Sanchez, Kevin Pillar.
For free?
Devin Travis, Marco Estrada, and Jamie Campbell. Why do they have to go for free? Did you do player appearances for free?
No.
No, nor should you.
No.
Jeff Fairholm made me a Rider fan because he came to my school. I could give a rat's ass if he was paid or not that he came to my school. Well, the point is he came, I met him, and I became a fan right
supply
there.
Supply and demand. If you want someone to come out, you got to pay him to come out.
They're, for sure.
Because it's not like the Toronto Raptors are they do. They drive out to the 905. Maybe they drive out to Guelph. They're not going to jump on a plane for 6 hours to go all the way to the west coast of Alberta.
To market the team.
No, and then drive 6 hours back.
Right.
These guys are 7'8". They don't fit on even
Stop. Hey,
I'm with you.
You're losing this
one.
No,
I'm with you. They don't.
Oh. Hang on. From JR Rod, take your blindfold off. We are one country. Well, I'm just saying, Raptors, can you come out and visit us? That's where this whole thing started. From Dallas, Fedorchuk, from Phoenix Group, We the North, ring a bell?
Yes, they can come out.
Oh,
pay
you
them.
Said it's just a Toronto okay, team.
So pay them, come here.
The pay them.
How
right.
do you know?
Okay, they're not going to, they don't have
have a, we even tried?
They don't necessarily have a budget. They're not going to say, okay, we're going to spend 10 grand and we're going to go send four of you to Saskatchewan to promote this thing. And the Jays don't do that either, I get it. But they create the winter tour, the Jays do. And they promote the winter tour to all the provinces. And they say, here's what it costs.
Yes, the Blue
Bring
Jays.
Them up.
But it's the Raptors.
So
the point was, why do the Raptors not have a Western Canadian imprint? What are you mad? Why are you mad?
Well, you know what? I came in this morning saying, you know what? I'm just going to agree with everything Rod said. Because last week I said, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone sometimes. And this is one of those things that I can't believe that you're thinking a different way.
It's your own
zone. So maybe it's me. I agree with
you. It is you.
People should come out here to Saskatchewan all the time, to Western Canada, and just do things.
Or don't.
Because we want
them. Or don't.
I thought that's what I was saying the whole time.
Then don't upset that when the team's losing, Western Canada turns their back on him. Because with the Blue Jays, everybody's all in all the time. Because they put the work in by coming out here. That's all I'm saying. Oh, thanks. Clark says to go to break. So we'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on this Monday morning. I feel like we just paused the discussion. We didn't stop it. And I thought we had Corey Banks ready, but has he made a connection, Clark? Says he'll be here in a sec. So I'm not sure we'll have Corey Banks before we go off the air or not. But for those that don't know, 2003 with the Redskins, 2004 with the Dolphins, Eskimos in 04. He met Abu in Ottawa, 04-05. And as far as I'm concerned, if he was to go to the Hall of Fame, it would be with the BC Lions, 2006 to 2013, and spent 2014 with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Four-time All-Star, All-Canadian, Corey Banks, and a Grey Cup champion in 2006 and 11. He'll be with us coming up in moments. I don't know if there's any point in going back on the Raptors-Blue Jays thing. Clearly, we're not reaching a consensus here.
Wayne says basketball is just not as big deal in hockey or football as out west. Any of the marketers, anyone that wanted to, that calls up Toronto to bring the Blue Jays out here, could just as easily call the Raptors and have the Raptors out here, just as easily.
How do we know that?
Because money talks.
Yeah, you, call you know that the Raptors have been called by Western Canada, and you know that.
Yep.
And the Raptors have said,
"I absolutely know
no
everything.
Thanks.
I know everything, Rod. Yes, I know that."
See, this is where you're going, taking the off ramp to Abu Town. Can you stay on the main freeway here?
No.
You're saying they don't need Western Canada. Say
not,
this stuff on the
with
air
all the crap you've
that
got
you're
all
saying
over
in the break.
The Raptors have such a big market around them that what I said bluntly was they don't need Western Canada, and I said it bluntly. I don't mean to offend anybody, but they have a huge market where they are. They're looking to go, you know, even into Africa before they come over
global.
Here. Global, because Pascal Siakam, you got to mean all those guys. We've got Canada. I mean, that pretty much cuts it down. If we wanted to have the Raptors out here, if there was an appetite for the Raptors, that they would satisfy it for it. But they're not thinking, oh, we got to send someone out to Elbow, Saskatchewan. They don't even know what an Elbow, Saskatchewan is. You know,
but maybe
the market isn't huge. And I'm not from Toronto. I haven't lived there most of my life. I haven't lived there most of my life. And I still can't even talk like I'm from the prairie. I'm not from anywhere. Offend everyone when I talk everything. There's not a big appetite for the basket. I think it would be great, but to reach 200,000 people in Saskatchewan, they don't have to fly 6 hours to get here and 6 hours back. They can just drive over to Guelph and reach 200,000 people and then be home for supper.
Can you put that comment up, Clark, from Dallas about why he watches this show? Because you know what's going to happen is Abu and I are going to leave the studio arm in arm and realize we're arguing the same thing. But for an hour on the radio or TV, it sounded like we were fighting. Dallas says, just to let you guys know, content like this is why I show up on most days. Everyone's allowed an opinion. I don't know. Stay in Toronto. Who gives a rat's ass whether you come out to Western Canada or not? This is what I know. I travel all over this province to every corner, spreading the word of this show, my brand, and it's working. And we see the numbers go up. You know, I go to Edmonton, do all that. We literally see tangible evidence that our viewership's going up in the markets that we visit. Friday night, Kinsman dinner. How many people came up to us afterwards? Rod, I'm from Humboldt. Never
countless.
Miss your show. It's so great. All over that hub that comes into Saskatoon. So, Raptors, stay in Toronto. Just don't bitch that when you're losing, you're not selling as much merchandise in Western Canada.
You're supporting my argument, I feel like, again.
I think I am.
By saying
oddly
that in February, whatever we are, February 12th, we were talking about the CFL in January. What's wrong with us? Nobody does that. Nobody does that. But look, we got 250 people watching us right now. You know, talk about free agency that we don't know anything about. Like, that's the appetite here. We want hockey. We want Western hockey. We want football. That's what we want. There isn't basketball.
I think
I didn't say basketball.
What
did
people
I?
Are saying is this: we the North, then live it. Don't just say it. You're saying the Raptors only care about Toronto. That's kind of.
But
what
I'd like to know what Raptors caring about the rest of your Canada.
Then don't
looks
say
like.
We the North, because you're we the Toronto.
But what does it look
That's
like?
That's what it should be.
What
we the Toronto.
Like? Yeah, but Toronto's every, you know, Toronto's the center of the world. So yeah, of course, we're the center of the world. But what does it look like for you when you say that you need to have a president? What does that look like for you? Realistically.
Exactly what the Blue Jays do every year.
Send two or three guys. When the Regina Red Sox call up a baseball team and say, hey, can you send a couple guys here and we'll pay them X amount of dollars, they send guys to collect money for a service.
What's wrong with that?
Absolutely
Raptors
nothing.
Raptors don't do it at all.
But there's no basketball. Well, there is a basketball team now. Now there is a basketball team. When they have their end of the year, when they're built up to where they can afford, you know, $10,000 for a guy to, or probably closer to $50,000 for a guy to come in and say a couple words, that's when Toronto will come out. Because the season's 8-9 months long, 10 months long. You know, the guys need some time off. They're not coming here in their off season just to hang out in beautiful Elbow by the lake. They're not doing it. As much as great as Elbow is, they don't know about Elbow. They know about another lake in Africa that they want to get to.
No, Corey Banks is ready, guys. Okay. Can we come back on this? Corey Banks joining us today on video chat. I went through his football resume a little earlier on, so everybody knows what he is. 06 to 2013 is what I consider Corey Banks is a BC Lion. And he checks in today. He's got a toque on, so he must be somewhere cold. G'day, Corey. How are you?
How you doing? I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Where are you joining us from today, Corey?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Ah, so it's not that cold down there. By the way, there's somebody here that you know by the name of Mike Abumeshrick. Abu, do you want to renew acquaintances with Corey Banks before we go any further?
I was going to say they wouldn't remember. I got hurt the day, the week before you showed up in Ottawa. And I was just telling the story. I don't know if you remember. You showed up to Ottawa. I guess the plane landed late. You just ran out onto the field and then started MFing everyone. Bendross, Pow Pow. You didn't know who Pow Pow was, and he had to tell you who he was right quick. But ever since that day... I've been a huge fan. So thanks for doing what you do and making it fun.
I appreciate it. I mean, I was a little immature then, you know, and I had a point to prove. You know, I was cut a few times from the NFL where I felt like I shouldn't have been. So I was like, that was my last straw. Either I make a name there or I'm going home and getting into the working world. So, you know, I had to come in a little wild, a little chaotic, and, you know, it worked out for the best.
Yeah, but we were used to
it. I regret it, though.
No, man, that was beautiful. We knew that Brandon's cousin was coming to town, and you guys. So we're figuring someone that's quiet and reserved, someone like that. And then this guy with tattoos and everything comes with gold teeth and everything. Like, are you sure this guy's related to you? And you just came down and locked down our defense. And man, we one more year out there, we would have won.
Yeah, it would have been special. We always talk about that when we talk with all the older guys I played with. We always talk about if we'd have stayed together for a while, it would have been a little different, you know. But you know how it goes. I got lucky and was in the dispersal draft and got out to BC, a winning organization, and all I had to do was just add my spin on it. So it worked out for me, but not for everybody else.
Yeah, talk about that defensive secondary in BC. Maybe the greatest of all time. You guys all had the physical attributes and the physical ability, but you guys knew what you were doing. You couldn't you read each other's minds. You couldn't do anything out there as an offensive lineman. I'm taking.
Well, it was more of chemistry, right? And you know, we had a lot of smart guys. We all knew the game, and we played off one another, and we always we created an environment around there where. You had to get in line no matter who you were, no matter what your name was. We don't care what you did last year, Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yep, we got you. Keep going.
It was all about what you're doing now, and we kept that winning tradition as long as I was there. And, you know, we had a couple guys that's waiting for their just due right now. And, you know, we just still patiently waiting. I know I'm waiting because I keep seeing my name pop up on this Hall of Fame thing, which, you know, now I can talk about it because my career is over with. And, just patiently waiting one day. Hopefully I may get an opportunity. We'll see. But, you know.
You think you guys can go in together, you and Dante, to go in together? I mean, that'd be perfect, wouldn't it?
I mean, that'd be ideal, right? But I retired a year before Dante, you know. It'll kind of be a slap in my face if somebody retired after me go with me. But I mean, you know, I can't control that. All I can control is what happened.
And Corey, I got like, a question. I got a question for you. I don't know if you remember or not, but I was the guy that helped get your great cup ring back to you. My brother found it in a pawn shop in Vegas. Paul McCallum hooked us up. I don't know if you remember that whole situation. And we got it back to you.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I absolutely do. I really appreciate that because I had shipped my vehicle home from Vancouver, and for some reason, I forgot I left my rings in a box inside a book bag and put it under the seat. And someone stole everything out of my truck. And next you know, my ring was missing about a year and a half. I didn't know what to do. And then Paul McCallum calls me up and say, "Hey, man, what's wrong?" I'm like, "What you mean? Do you need money?" I'm like, "No. Your ring's out here in Vegas." I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, "Oh, my heart dropped." I'm like, "Oh, what did I got to do to get it back?" Because somebody, whoever shipped my vehicle, they stole it and pawned it in Vegas. I mean, I'm so glad. I really appreciate you for getting that back to me, because I mean that's the only thing you really have other than your memories when you leave the game is your ring. So, and those are like my kids. You know, I won't trade those in for nothing.
So here's my question for you: Bo Levi Mitchell of the Calgary Stampeders had two rings stolen out of his vehicle in downtown Calgary here last month, and they're gone. So, What is your advice to anybody who has championship rings as to where to leave them or not leave them?
Well, my advice would be get you two duplicates and make it all Cuban zirconic, spend a couple hundred bucks on them. Wear those out, leave the other ones at home in your case and never bring the other ones out. That's the only advice you can get to be safe, or just add insurance on them, you know. But still, I'd rather have the ring than the money. So just you have to probably get duplicates and Cuban zirconic where you don't have to pay as much. So you can walk around with them, but don't ever take your real ones out because somebody's waiting on you to make a mistake so they can steal your joy, I guess, lack of a better term.
Exactly. Clark, pull that clip. There's the advice for any champion what to do with their rings. And Corey, when you think about your time in the CFL, because you were with three clubs, what are the first memories that come to mind?
Well, I'm not going to claim Winnipeg. I was with two clubs because that was a joke. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be like that, but it was a joke. It really was. I mean, but Ottawa was a great time, you know, getting my feet wet. And BC was like, I couldn't write a better script. I got around guys that, you know, it was a perfect combination, connection, and everything worked out for the best. But only thing I kind of have negative to say about my time in BC is when I was at the height of my career, they moved me to linebacker, so I feel like I could have had 60 interceptions, but I got moved to linebacker and had to play that position and gain all this weight. But, you know, other than that, it worked out. We won. Well, I never won a championship at BC playing linebacker, but, you know, I got a chance to get more stats, like hitting the quarterback, but that ain't what I do. I like to cover. But, you know, other than that, man, it was a dream come true. I wouldn't write it no other way. I played with some great guys, some great teammates. I made some friendships for the rest of my life, and that's all I can really do is enjoy those old moments and look back at them. And, you know, every time I see the Grey Cup, I get this chill in my body, and it takes me back to those moments when I won. So, you know, it was unbelievable.
I'm afraid I can't let you go without asking you what happened in Winnipeg. Why was that a joke? It's going to bother me now all night if I don't ask you.
Oh, I don't have no problem talking about it. I mean, you know, I always kept it in, but, you know, I went to Winnipeg as this big signee. I get there, and they had this guy, Etcheverry, there, which, you know, I heard of. I know him a little bit. For some reason, he was weird. I mean, like, he didn't want you asking him questions. Like, I came from a structured organization where if something's wrong, we're supposed to have a counter or whatever to make the play right, but he didn't want you asking questions. He didn't have a playbook. You ask him a question, he walks away from you. And so they pulled this thing where I was having a great camp. I probably had like 11 or 12 interceptions. I think I gave up like one catch that whole camp. And next you know, the first game start, without even telling me like a professional, they playing around. They got me all in the paper as being injured. I'm like, injured? I don't even know what to say because I'm not injured. But anyway, I don't know. To this day, I still don't know why they did it, but they made me a healthy scratch. So I looked at it as, well, if I'm a healthy scratch, I lied for them for a couple of days, and I got tired of lying for them because I'm like, I'm my own agent. I mean, I'm a grown man. You know, this is an organization. We supposed to have that communication where you can tell me. I would accept it if you were like, all right, we want you to sit out. We want to play a young guy. We want you to coach a little bit on the side. I would have did that perfectly fine if the communication would have been there. But they kept sneaking around. I talked to O'Shea. He just looked at me apologizing, but he wouldn't tell me what he apologizing for. I guess Etcheverry had the last say-so of everything, and that guy's a joke. And if anybody ever hired him, you don't know what you're doing. Don't ever hire that guy for any kind of defensive coordinator job. And I'm telling you this without any hate in my heart. I'm telling you from football expertise, do not hire a guy like that because he's a joke. He doesn't even have a playbook. How do you not have a playbook and it's supposed to be your craft, your art on paper? No way. Never seen it in my life.
Well, I think we got that straightened out. And lastly, Corey, how are things in your life for your fans here in Canada, CFL fans? What's the update with you?
Everything's great. You know, I'm enjoying my oldest son playing college football. My youngest boy playing travel baseball. My daughter's just very smart. Family time. And I'm just enjoying it, you know, taking it day by day. It can get great if I ever get that call one day. I mean, I'm not trying to politic, but I have to because this is the first interview I think I've done since I left the CFL. You know, we have a saying, out of sight, out of mind. So, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, I'm enjoying life, man. I can't complain because if I did complain, who's going to listen? Nobody anyway. So I'm enjoying it anyway.
Corey, I got to write all these things down, man. This was a trip. I do have a little influence with the Hall of Fame committee, so I'm going to put a bug in their ear, maybe even show them the clip, because you do deserve it, and I appreciate the time, my man. Don't be a stranger.
Before we go, I have to say something. I have to put it on record so we can get this out the way. I don't know. I was hearing something about me. I was on a lawsuit, and that's what's stopping all these things. But at the end of the day, some people call me up, ask me would I stand with older players that had all these type of brain disease and all that. And I like, of course I'll stand with older players. Next thing you know, the league is saying I'm suing it, the CFL. Like, what am I suing the CFL for? That it made no sense. You know, it was a lot of hearsay. Nobody ever really asked me. Like, I'm like, I don't have any paperwork saying I'm on a lawsuit waiting for any kind of money. Like, but all of a sudden, nobody would touch me. Like, I want to do some guest coaching over there. They were like, well, you suing the league? We can't do this. I'm like, suing the league? When did I do that? But I just want to clear my name that I'm not suing the CFL. I'm not looking for any money from the CFL. Nothing in that arena at all. It was me standing with the players. Would I support the players that standing that's older than they're like in their 50s and 60s? Would I stand with them? And I was like, of course I would. Anything for the players, and that's it. Next thing you know, I was on this do not you know, the blacklist they do in Vegas. Do not let this guy around you or something. I mean, like, whoa. All this hard work I put in my, and just, you know, and to be, like, ostracized out of something that you love so much is kind of like, what can you do about it? But I just want to clear the air. Like, I didn't sue anybody. I'm not looking for any monetary consumptions from anybody.
So if you're on the no-fly list, the CFL no-fly list, will take you off the no-fly list.
All this... Absolutely. All this knowledge I have, and I can't even give it to people. So I give it to other people in other ways. So, you know, whatever.
Gotcha. Well, Corey, thank you. That's what we do. We like to let players give them the opportunity to get stuff off their chest, and I feel like we did that here today.
I'm it's off my chest 100%. I'm feel good about myself now. I appreciate you for the giving me the opportunity to just voice my opinion.
All right. Thank you, Corey. Stay in touch and have a great day.
Absolutely. You do as well. Enjoy the show.
Corey Banks joining us from Atlanta, Georgia. And there you go. None of this surprises you, Abu. None of this surprises
you. Man, some people, I love that. Like, I love that guy. That's my kind of dude. Some people don't like it. You ask him a question. Some people don't like again hearing the answer. He's going to tell you. You know, I hope I'm the same way. If you ask me a question, I'm going to tell you the answer whether you like it or not. Very, very few... very few people of those left around, I find.
Nope.
Great dude.
Your thoughts, Darren?
That was awesome. That was awesome. No, good to catch up with him. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's yeah, the no-fly list thing's funny. The Winnipeg stuff is interesting, too. I mean, my eyes are just jaws on the floor.
I got scared when you asked, what happened to Winnipeg? If the camera wasn't on me, but I was like, no! Because I knew that he was going to tell you what happened.
Yeah.
That's why I asked.
And it was Etch runs this unconventional defense where everyone's a defensive lineman and everyone rushes the quarterback except for like three people. And Banks was saying he likes the cover. He doesn't want to rush. He doesn't want to do any of that stuff. So they paid him a whole bunch of money as the top DB that offseason to bring him in and put him in a system where he really couldn't use his skills.
We have to break. I want to say two last things. I'll give Abu his last word, and I'll just say mine. We have a major, major announcement coming up in 8 days. Right, Darren?
Yeah.
We're designating it as a week from tomorrow. We will make that announcement. And I was talking to one of our earlier staff members, Abu, on the weekend, and he said to me, man, that's amazing. I'm surprised. I'm actually surprised that you guys made it this long. And I said, well, thank God you're not working for us anymore, for one. He goes, no. I thought you'd have been snapped up by now by some other radio station or something. And I said, you're not getting it. And I said to Darren, I'm tired of explaining myself over and over and over again. Do you see why this show is so much fun and why these players can come on and be themselves and get things off their chest? And it's the same thing for all of us. If I have to go back and working in the mainstream media with a gun to my head and being told what to say and not be able to be me, I don't want to do it. I will go scrub toilets on Dudney before I go back into the media. That's why this show has been so successful, because it is about honesty, it is about fun, and it's about why we all got into this business in the first place. But if I got to go back to just being put in a box, I'm not interested. So I was a little surprised that the guy said, I'm surprised you made it this far. You shouldn't be. I thought you'd know. So I'm just, there's me getting something off my back. We're here to stay for a long time. And when you hear this announcement, by the way, it's going to blow your doors off. And Abu, what's your last word before we let you go? Come on. You're speechless?
I got to go to work now. Don't let it end.
You do?
Yeah, that's what happens on Mondays.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in. We have a gift card for you from Baller's Rec Room, which you can use when we play ball later this week, because you always like to eat in the middle of our slow pitch games.
Salad and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Gross things.
Overtime's next. I feel like we're not done with all of this yet. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. We have a massive inventory of all make, all models pre-owned inventory, and you gotta see it to believe it. Trade up on this pre-owned 2018 Volkswagen Golf all-wheel drive for only $19,999 plus tax. Or get into this loaded pre-owned 2018 Ford Explorer all-wheel drive for only $32,999 plus tax. It's time to trade and upgrade at Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause. Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Okay, we are into overtime, literally.
Oh, yeah.
We're overtime today. This is very similar to what we're going to do tomorrow with our CFL free agency special, which I think will end up being special. I mean, yeah, Willie Jefferson is the big name out there, the 6'7" domino that everybody's waiting to fall. But I think you'll be surprised at the other names once we get rolling into a free agency opening at 11 a.m. Central on Tuesday. I'm just reading some of the messages on the Facebook wall here from JR in Cranbrook. He says, this is the new media. Awesome. From Jeff Camillus in Winnipeg. Best show out there. And when we do make that announcement a week from tomorrow, and it does blow people's doors off, I was thinking about this on the weekend while I was strolling through the mall in Saskatoon. Maybe we should have a slogan. Slogans are good.
Yep.
Or taglines.
Yep.
The future is here. Because everybody says to me about this show, oh, yeah, digital's the way of the future. It's here, brother.
Yeah.
Like you're watching and you're listening. It's new media. It's digital. What's digital is any media transmitted over the internet. Yep. It's here. The future's here.
Oh, yeah.
Sports on tap, as we do every day for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. Western Hockey League yesterday, the Blades beat the Warriors 4-3 in overtime. Were you around for that?
Yeah.
Were you at the microphone for that?
Yes, I was.
Blades over the Warriors 4-3 in overtime. Lethbridge beat Calgary 6-4. This is like old-time WHL. A lot of goals.
Oh, yeah.
Vancouver over Kamloops 7-3. Seattle beat Prince George 2-1. Spokane was a 5-3 winner over Everett. There are no games in the Dub tonight. There were no games in the SJ last night. There's one tonight in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, Weyburn at Yorkton. Six games in the NHL tonight, including Arizona at Montreal. The Vancouver Canucks welcome Nashville, and the Calgary Flames are at San Jose. And in the NBA, the Raptors look for their 15th consecutive win. Yay, Raptors! We all love the Raptors out here in Western Canada. Raptors home. What? Abu's still here, by the way. Yeah. He's just waiting to sucker me as soon as I walk off the set. Raptors and T-Wolves tonight. That is sports on tap for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. Spend $100 in the Tap Liquor Store, and you will get a $20 gift card to use in the Brewhouse. Stop by and see them today. Just comments are coming into the website, rodpeterson.com, about the Riders news conference this morning. I'm not sure whether this is a thing or whether it's not a thing. Jeremy O'Day has apparently said, the general manager, they are not going all in free agency, similar to what happened in 2013. And some people are criticizing for not overspending to guarantee a Grey Cup win in 2020. This is a different time than it was in 2013. They don't have the ability right now to go all in, and I don't think they have the need. Like in 2012, the Riders were 11-7, I think. Went all in, signed all those guys in free agency, and basically did assure themselves a Grey Cup the next year. This time around, they got a $450,000 quarterback, which they didn't have back then. They got a talented team, 13-5, coming off first place in the West. I posted the Grey Cup odds this morning in my Monday morning goalie column. Did you see that the Riders are rated the top Vegas odds favorite to win the Grey Cup in the West Division?
Yeah.
Hamilton's number one in the league. Saskatchewan's second. So why would you criticize Jeremy O'Day for not going all in? The odds makers already see that they're the best team in the West Division. Now, I get that everybody's going to be on his ass because that's Rider Pride, that's Rider Nation, that's where we live. I get all that, but just don't try and suck me down that rabbit hole because I'm not going with you.
Yeah.
What's your take on all of that?
It's true. It's true. I mean, there's a few things we want to sort out. We want to know completely who the rest of the receiving core will be. We want to round that out. But it's pretty much there now that you got Shaq signed up. The linebacking core is probably the question mark for me. It looks like the defensive backfield's there. You got Cam Judge back. But you're missing two guys, really, with Moncrief and Elamimian likely gone. I mean, Moncrief's already in Vegas, but... You know, you don't think Elamimian's coming back? Potentially he is, but you're missing. You know, you need one veteran, I think, in that linebacking core, and maybe one rookie that'll step up. There's a lot of guys that seem to emerge and become stars, but that's it, right? I mean, for the most part, I like where this team is at, and I think they're set. So, yeah, I mean, Vegas clearly sees it. You had a great season last year. You got two within a whisker of getting to the Grey Cup, and... You just need to, you know, maintain, right? what you had. And I think that's it. And for me, linebackers. You need one linebacker, and then I think they're done.
Oh, I'm not saying they're perfect.
No,
but I'm just saying they're ahead
of... That's how small it is.
They're at least as far ahead as everybody else. And if they don't sign Solomon Elamimian or some of these guys, I think they'll still be fine. They'll still be in the hunt,
yeah,
is the point. Brady from Saskatoon Prairie Mobile text line says, "Hey, Rod, I so badly hope the Montreal Canadiens keep Kovalchuk and re-sign him because, man, can he play hockey. Also, hopefully the Raps can keep up their win streak and the Riders will hopefully be busy in free agency in their hunt for Grey Cup 2020. Well, again, Jeremy O'Day, I believe he said today, because they had a news conference while we were on the air, but saying that he does not expect to be that busy in free agency, and I've just said why I don't necessarily think that they need to be. Another interesting story that has broken this morning. I think it deserves a ring of the bell. Breaking news from Matthew Schenetti on Twitter. Longtime 10,000-yard CFL receiver S.J. Green will sign with the XFL today. Green signs his deal with the XFL primary ownership group and will enter the league waiver wire, where his rights will be picked up by a team at the top of the wire. SJ Green's deal will run through May 31st, 2020. So that's for one season. And I was, what is he, 35? You guys were talking about him at length on Friday's show.
Yep.
35?
I think so.
34, 35, yeah. Or maybe 36?
Potentially.
He's a little long in the tooth, and it is a bit of a Pandora's box. You allow this guy to be released. He's asked for his release. Argo seemed to have a penchant for doing that.
Yeah.
Gave James Wilder his release. Gave S.J. Green his release. I don't know how long this can continue, but S.J. Green asked for his release and signs in the XFL. Sign of things to come?
Well, it's interesting. You said May 2020, right? Not 21. So signs for the remainder of this season. And if S.J. Green is sitting out there with no offers, not a lot of interest maybe in the CFL because he's long in the tooth and, you know, you want a young receiver to come in and play, then he can go to the XFL, show what he can do. It's an opportunity to show that he can play ball still. And when you get through the end of May, season's really early on, could sign a deal in the CFL once that deal expires, or he could re-sign for a second year in the XFL. I don't mind it. If a guy's right now thinking, man, I can still play and I want to prove it, he can get on the field tomorrow and start proving it.
All right. So two last things. I don't know if Paul's watching today from a tarmac at LaGuardia or if his plane has taken off. Have we spoken with Paul today, Ryan? Do we know where he is? I think he could appreciate this when I say, I'm just going to perform a little bit of a Ricky here. Just as far as this show goes, for those that don't understand, you don't need a cable subscription to watch this show. All you need is a smartphone. All you need is the internet. You can watch it anywhere in the world. We've got all the biggest names in sports in this country and a lot of great discussion. We're hitting the young demographic because we're hitting them right in their smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win. And if, you know, the people that get it, really get it. They're like, oh, you guys are onto something. The people that don't get it may never get it until it's too late. Fair.
Fair.
But more and more people are getting it every day.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
Clark telling me on the monitor tomorrow, Nick Lewis joins us for free agency talk. It is our CFL 2020 free agent spectacular. And Wendell Clark at 11:30 a.m. Central Time, live. I think that's it for today, right?
Yep.
Okay, thanks, Abu. Thank you, Ryan, for all that you do. And for the crew back here, thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.